Tzu has said, "When I let go of who I am, I become who I might be. When I let go of who I am, I become who I might be." You can make more nourishing, more conscious choices if you pay attention to the choices you're making right now. Every word, every thought, every deed. The Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 47 says we have total control over our own actions and no control over the fruit of those actions. And we pay so much more attention to what happens after our action and not necessarily our action as it's happening. And there are so many things we've done, said, misspoken, misdeeds, that we would like to take back. And there's no taking back in this life. What's done is done. What's past is carved in stone. But this moment, this pure, precious, sacred moment, this holds the entire future of your life. So today, in today's meditation, let's celebrate the witness in all of us, in that multi-dimensional being known as me. Let's explore the witness. Let's embrace the witness. Let's awaken the witness. Because from that space, we will always make more conscious choices. So right now, let's just close our eyes and let's get clear on what that definition is. Who is the silent witness? What is the silent witness? So simply right now, follow your breath in and out. And just feel that flow in. When we can witness our words, thoughts, and deeds, that allows us to take a step back and really assess, were those the right words? Why am I thinking those thoughts? What drove me to that action? When we can keep that awareness within our physiology over and over and over again all day long, then we realize we'll make minor tweaks, minor corrections. Pretty exciting, if you think about it. There's a tool that we use at the Chopra Center known as recapitulation. It comes from the Latin capit, which means head. Re, which means again. And ulation, which is a process. So it's doing the process again. So right now, let's recapitulate. Let's close our eyes. And let's bring our awareness to the very moment that we woke up today. And now play whatever has occurred so far in your day, in fast forward, in 5 minutes. Now, this may work better for you later in the day if you just woke up, but try it. Try to just play through all the actions. Don't judge them. If you find yourself having an opinion or getting to a judgment or an assessment or an evaluation about what you did, or you're feeling a certain emotion, just keep moving. Just keep pushing that fast forward button. Typically, we want to do this at the end of our day, when we can really take 18 hours in 5 minutes. So if you've only been up an hour, you don't need to recapitulate more than a minute. but let's do that right now. When you find that you've drifted away from the process of recapitulating, which is just playing every single moment in fast forward, and remember, if you did this with your own TV, there wouldn't be any sound coming out. There wouldn't be any dialogue. You would just see someone moving around and having an interaction and then moving to the next scene. So do that with your life. Why would we do this? Well, let's recapitulate first and then we'll talk about it. Let's begin. So here you are. You've just recapitulated your day. For some of us, that took a minute. For some of us, it took 5 minutes. Why would we recapitulate? Actually, two things happen. One, we actually get to process what happened to us during the day. Most of us wake up, burn through the day, pass out. Wake up, burn through the day, pass out. Wake up, burn through the day, pass out. And we consider that life. However, if we can truly witness everything and pay attention to everything and then release some of that infusion that we've received over the course of the day, then our lives will be lighter. We can let go of some of this baggage that we hang on to. We accumulated over the course of 18 hours and we don't let any go. We just go to bed. If we can recapitulate very, very powerfully, we'll just begin to release. Let some stuff go. The second and really more important aspect of recapitulation is your body knows what happened at the cellular level. That's why you don't need to remind yourself how you felt about each moment of your day. At the cellular level, your body knows how you felt about every single moment. Your body knows that when you start walking towards someone who you really have sweet feelings for, that it makes you feel good. Your body knows that when you suddenly see the caller ID of someone you consider a nag, you know, it bristles you. Your body knows that. Your body knows the pleasure, lack of pleasure, comfort, discomfort, yum, yuck. Your body knows it. And your body will naturally gravitate you towards things that serve you, not things that don't serve you. But if you can actually have a little ritual like recapitulation, and we like to suggest that people do this as the very, 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 very last thing they do right before you close your eyes to go to bed. It's after teeth brushing. It's after whatever you were doing. And then for 5 minutes, burn through your day and fast forward. When you find you've been distracted or headed off into another direction, just gently drift back. And don't go more than 5 minutes. Don't judge a thing. But the second most important part is that because your body knows at the cellular level how it felt and what happened, just by replaying your day at the most subliminal and stealthy level, you will actually start to just naturally gravitate towards more nurturing activities, words, thoughts, and deeds, and away from less nourishing words, thoughts, and deeds, less nourishing activities. This is just by playing your day in 5 minutes and fast forward. That's so powerful. You own recapitulation. You own your life. And as the silent witness who observes every utterance, every physical maneuver, every co-creation, and every one of the 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts flowing into your mind, as the silent witness, you will make more conscious choices just by connecting to your current choices. So let's celebrate conscious choice making. Let's celebrate the silent witness within you. When you ask yourself the question, who am I? Who am I? Know that, of course, you are always the silent witness, as well as all those other facets of your being. Take a long, slow, deep breath in, and gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. And let's chant Om together this one time. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. When it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. Look around at the tens of thousands of co-meditators, co-conscious choice makers, co-like-minded individuals who have spent 6 solid days journeying with you, asking, who am I? Who am I? From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. And remember, today I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience. I set the goals that I will achieve. And everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. Namaste. See you in